Russia has put Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on its wanted list, Russian state media reported Saturday, citing the Interior Ministry's database.
As of Saturday afternoon, both Zelensky and his predecessor, Petro Poroshenko, featured on the ministry's list of people sought on unspecified criminal charges. The commander of Ukraine's ground forces, General Oleksandr Pavlyuk, was also included on the list. Russian officials did not immediately clarify the allegations against any of the men, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Ukraine is utilizing recently acquired and U.S.-made and supplied mobile surface-to-surface missile systems to target Russian military assets in the occupied Crimean Peninsula, according to the Kremlin statement.
Ukrainian troops launched 4 of the tactical 8 ACMS missiles Friday night into Saturday morning, which were intercepted and shot down by Russia's air defense system, the Russian Defense Ministry said in a Telegram post. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
A graduation ceremony at the University of Michigan on Saturday was briefly disrupted by dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters as higher education institutions across the country holding commencements braced for more demonstrations.
As the commencement ceremony got underway at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor, protesters donning keffiyeh and graduation caps unfurled Palestinian flags and posters as they walked through the aisles. They marched toward the stage chanting, "Regents, Regents, you can't hide. You are funding genocide," the New York Times reported. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The Justice Department indicted Representative Henry Cueller, a Democrat from Texas, and his wife on charges of conspiracy and accepting nearly $600,000 in bribes from foreign entities.
The charges alleged Cueller and his wife, Imelda Cueller, accepted nearly $600,000 in bribes from an oil and gas company owned by the Azerbaijan government and a bank headquartered in Mexico City in exchange for political favors. Wade Addison reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Kevin Spacey, the Oscar-winning actor, has denied new allegations of inappropriate behavior from men who will feature in a documentary on British television that is due to be released this week.
In an online interview with journalist Dan Wooten, Spacey said he has never done anything illegal and admitted that he has struggled to get back to work after being acquitted last year of criminal charges in a London court. "I can't go through this again, allowing myself to be baselessly attacked without defending myself," he said. Jim Kender reporting.
Mexican authorities said that 3 bodies were recovered in an area of Baja California, near where 2 Australians and an American went missing last weekend during an apparent camping and surfing trip.
The state prosecutor's office did not say whether the bodies were those of the 3 foreigners, but said the bodies were discovered during the search for the missing men. It also announced that 3 people who were being questioned in the case of the missing men had been arrested and charged. Paul Gomez reporting.
Boeing could begin laying off more than 100 employees at its facility in Birmingham, Alabama state officials warned.
Potential layoffs of 128 employees could begin June 28th. The Birmingham Business Journal reported, citing a report issued by the Alabama Department of Commerce. The department's worker adjustment and retraining notification list details plant closures, layoffs, and other labor impacts in the state. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Aetna has agreed to settle a lawsuit that accused the health insurer of discriminating against LGBTQ+ customers in need of fertility treatment.
Under the deal announced, the insurer will make coverage of artificial insemination standard for all customers nationally and work to ensure that patients have equal access to more expensive in vitro fertilization procedures. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.